This is Dustin, and you're listening to episode 44 of Secret Grasp, a paranormal podcast about the strangest and most mysterious aspects of our world. So today, I want to talk to you about the dark origins of various fairy tales. You might think that fairy tales are made for kids, so they're kind of clean and innocent, but a lot of the fairy tales that you heard as a kid have actually been cleaned up a lot over the years. The originals, in many cases, can be pretty gruesome, and that's what I'm going to dive into today, is kind of looking at the origins of these stories. So let's start off with Hansel and Gretel, which already, that's a pretty brutal story, right? The witch is trying to catch these kids and eat them, but the original is actually way worse than that. So there was some versions where, like, the kids just get away. Sometimes they end up putting the witch into the oven after they get out as they escape. Spoiler alert. But the original story of Hansel and Gretel is actually called Jean and Jeanette. So the parents were poor, and they basically just dropped their kids off in a forest to die, as one does. And there was this guy who owned a house in the forest. He was actually a demon, or he might have actually been the devil himself. I'm not exactly clear on that. We'll just say he's a demon. But anyways, end of the story. The kids slit his wife's throat, steal all his gold, and leave. So that's possibly worse than throwing a witch in an oven. I'm not sure. Okay, the next one is the Snow Queen. So you're probably familiar with the 2013 Disney movie Frozen. But the story of Frozen is like loosely based on a 1844 story called The Snow Queen that was made by Christian Andersen. Doesn't really have too much in common with it. So, you know, in the movie, there's these two sisters, Elsa, who has like crazy snow witch powers, and Anna, who's like put in danger because of her sister's abilities. So Elsa grows up and becomes like a queen of the kingdom. But then Anna accepts a marriage proposal to this creepy prince guy in the south, and then there's a bunch of ice stuff, and Elsa ends up deporting Hans, and Anna finds true love with some other guy. So in the Andersen story, though, it's a lot different. So it stars this little boy named Kay. He gets shards of glass from this magic mirror that's been broken. The shards of glass go into his eye and somehow all the way into his heart. And then the glass turns into ice. I'm not sure, exactly sure why. And this leads to Kay being abducted by a mysterious woman in white who swoops down in a snowstorm and takes him away. Maybe that's Elsa, maybe not. We don't know. I don't think she's ever named. And then his sister, he's got a sister named Gerda that goes and looks for him. So they launch this big rescue mission to retrieve him from this Snow Queen's palace. And the palace is guarded by porcupines, snakes, and bear cubs. So that's kind of interesting. Pinocchio, you're probably familiar with this story. There's a lot of emphasis on the dangers of running away from home. So there's a kidnapper named Stromboli. It tells Pinocchio, when you grow too old, you'll make good firewood. But in the 1883 story, the original by Carlo Collodi, it's even more weird. So Pinocchio is teased about his wooden head by Jiminy Cricket, and he gets so mad that he takes a hammer and throws it at Jiminy Cricket and kills him, and then he's just dead. So that's a weird twist. Rapunzel, this is another one that Disney kind of took and changed into something different. So you've got the 2010 movie Tangled, where the girl's hair is like crazy. She gets kidnapped and put in a witch's tower. So that's kind of in line with the original. But then she climbs out of the tower using her hair, and then ultimately cuts Rapunzel's hair to kill the witch, and Rapunzel and the prince live happily ever after. But this is Rapunzel was originally written by the Brothers Grimm. If you know anything about the Grimm fairy tales, they live up to the name. They're pretty grim. So the prince climbs the tower to try and get Rapunzel to fall in love with him, and apparently tries to impregnate her, but the witch cuts Rapunzel's hair and then leaves her out in the desert. The prince comes up to the tower and he climbs up and she's not there. He runs into the witch instead by basically taunting him, saying he'll never see Rapunzel again. And then the prince jumps from the tower and lands in bushes, and the thorns on the bushes go through his eye. Like, I don't know who even would think to write these kinds of things, but that's the thing. So he basically becomes like a homeless blind person, and he just wanders around for years until by chance he happens to run into Rapunzel, who's still struggling in the wilderness too, basically. Luckily, her tears have the same healing power as in the movie when she cries. So she cries, and then the prince's sight is restored, and then they go back to his kingdom happily ever after. But not before years of suffering as a blind homeless person. Then we got Sleeping Beauty. So I think in the Disney movie, it's like a spinning wheel for turning wool into thread or whatever. She pricks her finger on that. But in the original book, she gets a flax seed stuck under her fingernail. Then there's this weird situation where the king discovers her and has sex with her. She becomes pregnant while she's asleep. And then she has the baby. And then the baby is like sucking on her finger at some point, and it dislodges the flax seed, and that wakes Sleeping Beauty up, not a prince coming to kiss her or anything. So the queen orders all the babies to be burned, but then the king finds out and burns the queen alive. The Three Little Pigs. So some of the older versions of the story, you probably know from the newer versions of the story, that kind of like the first house gets blown down by the wolf, and the pig runs to the second house, and they both run to the third house. But in the oldest versions of the stories, usually the wolf ends up eating the first and second pigs after he blows the straw and stick houses down instead of giving them a chance to run away. Okay, so in The Little Mermaid, another movie one, so in the original story, which I think was from like Norway or somewhere up there, there's like a statue for the original Little Mermaid story. But yeah, she's cursed with unbearable pain, and the curse is that if the curse isn't broken, then she has to kill the prince. She couldn't end up killing him though, and went back to the sea, and then she just kind of dissolved. So in the film version, she makes a deal with Ursula, which is like this witch that's under the sea. So temporarily, she turns into a human in exchange for giving up her voice, which, because she's like a really good singer and could use that to seduce the guy, I guess. But so the witch in the movie, the witch takes her voice and puts it in a seashell. But in the original story, the witch just silences her by cutting her tongue out of her mouth. Okay, there's like a dark kind of pattern to all of these, like just people getting stabbed in the eyes and having their tongues cut out. Okay, Cinderella. So the stepmother and Cinderella smash the plates on the ground as she was about to leave, and then forced Cinderella to clean them up so she couldn't leave for the ball. And then instead of a fairy godmother, there was white birds that came, and the stepmother... So all the other stuff happens, yada, 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 and you know how the king comes at the prince comes at the end to, like, try the slippers on and see if they fit? So the stepmother cuts her toes and heels off of her other daughters to try and make their feet fit, but in the end, a bird pecks out the stepsister's eyes. Okay, Mulan. So the original story of Mulan, she's like a warrior that's come home from the war, so she finds her father is dead, her mother's remarried, and the Khan is calling her to be his concubine. So this is all too much for Mulan to deal with, and she just ends up killing herself. Yet, not such a happy ending compared to the Disney versions of these stories. Little Red Riding Hood. So there's a whole bunch of these variations of the Little Red Riding Hood story. They all have kind of the basic storyline. So there's this girl with a red cloak. She's going through the woods to deliver food to her sick grandma. She comes across a hungry wolf, and the wolf, urges her to spend time picking flowers for her grandma so that he can run and go to the destination and eat the grandma. Then he dresses up in her clothing and waits for Little Red Riding Hood to come. So the original story, or one of the earliest ones, is called Little Red Cap. And Little Red Riding Hood is eaten by the wolf, but then she and her grandmother get rescued by a hunter who arrives just in time before they can get, like, digested, I guess. So he doesn't shoot the wolf. He cuts its bellies open with a pair of scissors, and then the girl and her grandma just kind of come out, and they're alive. Apparently the wolf didn't chew it all. He just swallowed them whole. So that's kind of like a happy ending. Apparently this whole story was made as like a tale to keep women away from sexual predators. We got the Frog King next, 2009. The Princess and the Frog came out. The original story, again, was more violent and less romantic than the Disney version. So in the modern story, you probably know that, like, the spell is broken by the kiss of the princess, who turns the prince from a frog back into a prince. But in the original story, instead, the princess just kind of, like, finds the frog and throws it against the wall and kills it. And in one version of the story, the frog spends the night sleeping on the princess a pillow, and she kisses him then. But yeah, there's some cases where the frog gets thrown against the wall. Rumpelstiltskin. So this is originally about a miller that lies to the king, telling him that his daughter can spin straw into gold. The king locks her up in a tower with the straw and demands that she can spin the straw into gold by the morning, or else something bad will happen. So obviously she can't spin straw into gold, but instead this imp-like creature named Rumpelstiltskin appears, and in exchange for her necklace, he spins the straw into gold. And this continues until Rumpelstiltskin eventually asks for her firstborn child. And yeah, it's pretty interesting that this is still a popular story when it's about like a creepy little man that tries to steal somebody's child just to get them out of trouble. But yeah, Rumpelstiltskin, he's got magical powers, and transforms the miller's daughter into a queen in exchange for the promise that she would turn the firstborn son over to him. When he comes to collect, her only out is to correctly guess his name. But once she manages to do that, things get even weirder. So he says, "The devil has told you that." And then he gets so angry that he stamps his foot, and somehow he like slams his whole right foot into the earth. And then when he tries to pull himself out, he rips his body into two pieces. And that's how that story ends in the old version. The next story is Bluebeard. This is one I actually haven't heard of, probably because of this, but basically there's this guy named Bluebeard. His wives keep disappearing and nobody really knows why, but he eventually convinces another girl to marry him, and so they like move in together and stuff. There's this room in the house that she's not allowed to go in, but then one day while he's out, she gets the key and her curiosity gets the better of her. So she goes into the room and it's completely filled with blood, and all of his dead wives are in there like hanging up and stuff. So Bluebeard comes back before she can leave the room. So she kind of like rushes and locks everything up and goes and puts the key back, but there's blood left on the key. So he sees that there's blood on the key and then he goes to murder her, but she manages to get away. But yeah, it's just like a really weird story to tell kids, I guess. The Fox and the Hound. That's a Disney movie that I haven't seen, but apparently the original one isn't really about friendship. And in the original story, the fox purposefully leads the dogs onto railroad tracks where it gets hit by a train and dies. And then the master trains a dog who chases the fox so much that the fox collapses from exhaustion and dies. The dog is close to death too, but then the master nurses it back to health before later taking the dog out back and shooting it, because, you know, he can't just have like a sick dog laying around. And lastly, we got The Ugly Duckling. This is another Anderson tale. This is like a pretty famous one around the world about how it's an ugly duckling, but then it grows up to be a swan. But in the real version, it's like a little bird that gets harassed constantly by all the other barnyard animals. He escapes and lives with wild geese and ducks that are soon about to be slaughtered by a hunter. But then this old woman takes him in by her cat, and her chickens begin to harass him even more, so he leaves again. And after so much abuse and spending the winter all alone, he joins the swans who return in the spring. Yeah, that's the end of that one. So that's all my weird dark origins for fairy tales, all the kind of like dark variations that you might have not heard before. So that's about it for this one. If you liked it, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to share them out with your friends, post them on social media, get as many people as we can seeing these. And I'll see you guys in the next episode.